dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue and democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You've got the Rational Revolution. This is Mark, your host. And I didn't say my last name because the guy that's here shares it. It's John Becker, my brother.
Hello.
Hello. Here he is. And this is kind of a cool episode. We're going to mark the last weekend of Pride Month. And we're going to talk to my brother about a whole bunch of things related to his life, his experiences. We're going to talk about gay rights, where we are, what we have to do, and all that kind of stuff. So I hope you enjoy joining us on this discussion, and I'll try not to. We'll keep the inside jokes to the minimum, I suppose. I'll try.
You can try.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so I'm so honored to have you here. I'm really glad that you're here.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think, and for our listeners, and I don't want to, you know, overstate it or understate it or whatever, but you have a unique perspective on this, because not only being, you know, a gay man and growing up here in Wisconsin and all that, but you've really been a pretty driving force between a lot of the modern fights for equality that have happened in the last 15, 20 years in this country. You know, you've been there, you've done things, and it's pretty cool. So I really want to hit on a lot of that. you know, I normally start asking the guests, you know, how did you get involved in blah? How did you do that? So I can't say like, oh, how did you, you know, but I guess I want to start with like, you know, how did you know when you were little, how did you know that you were gay?
So I guess I knew that I was different long before I had any language that I knew any language to attach to that. It's not actually an easy answer, just because, like I said, that sense of difference came long before I had any verbiage for it, and because we grew up even now, but even more so back in the 90s, early 2000s, when I was growing up and coming of age in a very homophobic society, and in a, you know, not always welcoming part of the world. Mm-hmm. As soon as you even start to realize that you're different, you also immediately realize that is something that should be according to the culture and the people around you. That's something that should not be celebrated. That's right. Something that should be hidden. That should be kept silent. That you should be ashamed of. Which of course those are all lies, mm-hmm. but those are lies that are reinforced by societal prejudice, discrimination, and bigotry. So I was always different. I was into things. We in our culture have such a strange practice of attaching gender to so many things that don't need to be gendered, you know. Right. First of all, the idea that there are only two genders is not true, but as though only boys or girls can like certain colors or certain right. activities or you know, express themselves in certain ways, which is obviously not true. When your understanding of yourself falls sort of outside those arbitrary cultural expectations, you are reminded pretty quickly of your otherness, and it subjects you to a good amount of bullying and vitriol and ridicule along the way. So I first learned there's a slur that everyone knows that starts with the letter F for gay folks, and I learned the meaning of that word on the playground in elementary school.
Really?
Like other kids saw that too and clocked that in me too before I even fully understood it in myself. So very, very, very early, those differences started to make themselves evident.
When did you accept that? You know, did it take a while to say, okay, well, this is me? You know?
Oh, yes. Very, very much so. Because I grew up at a time and in a place. So I want to preface this by saying that, I'm very lucky and blessed to have parents and a family who are welcoming and loving of me. In the fullness of myself.
Yes.
That's not true for many LGBTQ right. people now.
Right.
That was even more not true for many LGBTQ people in the 90s and early 2000s when I was growing up. 40% of homeless youth in this country are LGBTQ, and the reason for that is because there are still so many children, teenagers who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, non-binary, et cetera, who when they discover that about themselves, their families respond with rejection. They kick them out into the streets. They say that because of who you are no longer welcome in my home. You are no longer my child. And they cast their own children out into the streets. So 40% of homeless youth in this country are LGBTQ.
That's crazy.
So I'm very lucky to have, to have a family who loves me for who I am. That said, I still grew up in a time and in a place, and in a family where there were lots of misconceptions and misunderstandings or just lack of education about LGBTQ people. When you grow up in that society, you absorb those messages, you absorb those feelings of inferiority or of self-loathing and things like that. So when I first really began to grapple with the fact that I'm different in that way. You know what I mean? My own difference, and I realized that difference, you know, it has that I'm gay. That's the word for that, and that's, you know, I ran away from that, or I tried to, you know, sort of a pendulum thing. You know how sometimes the people who protest the loudest are the ones who are also dealing with it themselves. I ran toward conservative politics and religion to try to, you know, because I didn't want. Mm-hmm. I didn't want that to be part of me, even though, of course, we know you can't change your sexual orientation any more than you can change your hair color or eye color. I thought that if I prayed hard enough, you know, that if I was just good enough for God, that God would take it away, you know, which sounds so silly to say out loud as a grown, well-adjusted adult. But when everything in society teaches you to be ashamed of yourself, it makes a lot more sense in your brain, which is a sad commentary on society. So to make a long story long, no, I did not embrace that part of myself right away. It took a very long time, and it wasn't until I unsuccessfully attempted to take my own life in high school that was sort of a turning point for me, in that it finally sort of crystallized in my mind that, you know, nothing could take that away from me, take that out of me. So, you know, maybe it's not supposed to be taken away. Maybe it's actually supposed to be in there. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I was still framing it in terms of God. So it's like, maybe, you know, maybe if God hasn't taken this away, then God put it there in the first place. It's supposed to be there. And that sort of helped me to sort of start off on that, take those first steps toward affirmation. I don't like the word acceptance, because acceptance to me sounds like something, you know, you accept things.
That is what it is, right, yeah.
Yeah, you accept things that you can't change but you don't particularly like, you know, like a cancer diagnosis or you know, or the Packers losing, you know, losing to the Vikings or something like that. Like, you accept it even if you don't like it.
Right.
LGBTQ people don't deserve just acceptance. They deserve embrace. They deserve welcome. They
respect.
Deserve love and affirmation. We deserve those things. Yeah. So that's why I dance around the word acceptance, because I don't think that goes nearly enough for what every person deserves for who they are and who they love.
Right. Do you think some of those terms are, you know, used by people that just don't know the right term is affirmation, you know, like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and, I'm a writer, and I think about language. I think about language very precisely and very meticulously. And, you know, but that's not where everybody is, and that's not how everybody speaks. And, you know, I think that in our journeys together, like I said, that was why I said I stay away from those words, because I like to encourage people to think further and to think beyond the words that we use and the constraints that they may place. But I'm also not going to, you know, come up to anybody and be like, you're not, you know, I think that we should meet people where they are and walk with them, walk together with them, versus, you know, I don't think it serves anybody. It gets us any further along on the journey towards justice and equality to sort of, you know, look down our nose at people and be holier than thou about stuff. That doesn't accomplish anything but patting ourselves on the back. That doesn't actually get anything done.
Right. No. And that's, you know, I think, and we're going to talk about that, you know, about what you've done to move the needle and get things done. And so do you know, you know, who was the first person that you said those words, I am gay? Do you know who that was? Or do you?
I sure do.
Sure. We got a minute left in the segment. So
his, and because, you know, he and I to this day, we, you know, it's sort of not a joke, because it's true, but, you know, it's sort of a, you know, inside sort of reference for the two of us. I call him my gay godfather. his name was Robert Ledley. And
Rob. Oh, cool.
Yes.
Rob's
wonderful.
The
only, out gay person at my high school. He was a senior when I was a freshman, and he was in theater and so drama club and in show choir and all, you know, and all the activities that I was in.
All around good guy.
Yes. Oh, yes. You know, very talented, very extroverted, very involved, very, you know, and
very
and
kind.
I was those things too, but I was very, very, ashamed still about that part of myself. And here he was, fully unabashed and out there being himself and dealing with a lot of, I don't know if I'm allowed to say curse words on here, but dealing with a lot of BS from peers because of it. But still not letting that deter him. And I so admired that about him. And, so I was still very, much caught in sort of this dichotomy of starting to come to grips with, nowhere near acceptance, let alone affirmation, my sexual orientation, but still sort of being very ashamed of it.
Yeah, we're going to continue this discussion in just a little bit here with John Becker. We'll be right back.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. You got Mark Becker here. We're talking with my eldest dear brother, John Becker. We're talking about what his life was like growing up as a gay man in Northeast Wisconsin. And we were just talking about a dear person, Rob Ledley, who I know a little bit, but the gay godfather. And I remember, and I don't think I knew until you were out of high school and you were in college. Mm-hmm. Is that right? What was the timeline on that when you kind of told, the family?
Yeah. So, apologies for the interruption in the break, but that was my freshman year of high school. It was the fall of my freshman year when I told Rob. We were rehearsing in rehearsals for the fall play Our Town, and told him right there in the East High Auditorium. And I have to say, the moments before I first said those words out loud were some of the scariest moments of my life.
Oh, sure.
Even because it almost makes it real in a way that, you know what I mean? Like it is real, but it's giving voice to your truth that it's such a vulnerability and it's such a, and the same goes for the summer after my senior year, which is when I came out to mom and dad, because, you don't know how people are going to react. It's one of the most vulnerable moments that you'll ever experience. Mm-hmm. And, you're sharing a part of yourself that is it's intrinsic to you, but it's such a part of your core humanity. And it's a part of you that the world has taught you and everyone else around you to shun, to stigmatize, to misunderstand, to make fun of, to be afraid of, to all these things. It's a very, and even to this day, when someone comes out to you, that is a profound act of trust, of vulnerability, and And it's a gift, really, you know. So I hope that anybody who's listening, who has someone in their life who, or, you know, in the future may come out to them, just realize what a gift and an act of love and vulnerability that is, that they are trusting you with that truth about themselves. So please keep that in mind when you receive it, even if you don't fully understand, even if you have questions. It's even if you know, those things are normal, those things are natural. You know, we all have to educate ourselves when it comes to experiences and, you know, life journeys and communities that we don't understand or aren't a part of ourselves. But in that moment, responding with love is so, so important, because that person is sharing such a deeply, deeply personal core part of themselves with you. Anyway, tangent aside, it was the summer after my senior year when I came out to mom and dad. That was thankfully, they freely said, like, you know, that there was a lot that they didn't know,
yes.
but they immediately in that moment said, but yeah, there's a lot that we don't know or understand, but we love you, and that will never change, and we always will. That was the message that they gave to me. And to their immense credit, they took the next step, which is they started to educate themselves, because you know, they're both music and theater people, but they also grew up in small town Wisconsin,
right.
And you know, so you know, and when you grew up in small towns, you just by immersion, sometimes absorb sort of small town mindsets about certain things. So they were like, right. But this, what I had been told and what I have observed and absorbed through, you know, through church and through my upbringing and things like that, those messages don't match the person who my child is.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What has to change? I have to change. And they took that upon themselves to do that.
I think that was interesting, because I remember I was talking with my brother John here, and I think, you know, I don't know if you told me before you told them. I was, and, you know, listening to, I think you did. But maybe I'm wrong, you would know more than I, but I remember when you told me, I was just like, yeah, okay. You know? So I had no idea the profoundness. So I'm sorry about that. I didn't know. And I'm just, you know, thinking about that now of like, oh Jesus. Yeah.
Well, I could have done that better. You were just finishing your sophomore year in high school. But yeah, like
right? But then, you know, and it was interesting is, you know, looking at that summer, I mean, like, that was absolutely your hot girl summer. Like, you, and it was, but it was something that,
not wrong.
No. But looking back years later, what a relief that it must have been for years after, you know, of not knowing and hiding and being, you know, in secretive. You could celebrate who you are, embrace who you are, and be completely open and transparent and out of, this is who I am. I love that about me. And if you don't, you know, F you, whatever. But, and I think it was interesting and it was cool, you know, and our parents are incredibly supportive. You know, they founded the Adult Gay Straight Alliance in Green Bay. They've, you know, and I, so much of this show talks about personal growth. I talk about my own personal growth of being the Republican Party chair and now not being associated with that because of the amount of self-learning and reflection that I've had to go through. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we look at our parents and our family and, you know, dad, you know, he listened to tapes on his mail route. And so he would listen to, you know, some focus on the family stuff. And then he would reflect on it. And it's like, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And I remember mom sitting in, you know, in the living room, and she was telling me that, like, well, we're still learning, but the core value, and she says this, and I say this all to this day, you know, the core value of anything is love, you know, and that was something, you know, love that they have for you. And if you have love for whoever you are with, be it a man or a woman, then that love would transition into whoever that person is. And so they will always love you for that. And so that's that's cool. And I love mm-hmm. that. And, but there were some in our family that would, you know, say we can fix this.
Right.
You know,
oh, yes.
And we had a, and this is not immediate family, but the, you know, is you just have to talk to girls, John. You know, and,
right.
And
yes.
And how many people, yes. we got a minute left in the segment, but how many people face that? And it comes not from their outside family, but from their immediate family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That, and like I said, that pain, there's almost nothing that can wound more deeply than that kind of rejection.
Right.
That's a trauma that's inflicted on LGBTQ people to this day who come out to their families and who are not met with that core value of love. I think it's important to lead with that whenever we can
right.
and to try to put that forth into the world.
Right. And that's exactly right. And I think that's why, you know, things like Pride Alive is so important and Pride Month. And I always get a really good kick out of people who have issues with that. You know, it's like, oh, okay, whatever. But we're going to talk when we come back about the beginnings of your activism and the things that you did. So stick around. We'll be right back on The Rational Revolution.
I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. East Coast fundraising for President Biden today in the Hamptons and New York right now, later on the Jersey Shore. But will the donors pwn up after Thursday's poor debate performance with President Trump? ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
They still believe they can win this if they organize, they do this on the ground. I had one interesting conversation I thought was worth noting with a former Bernie Sanders staffer. She now works for Democrats that are really in vulnerable districts. And she said that. She said, put your head down and do the work. She said, my guy had a heart attack. You stay on message, you do the work, you continue to draw contrast with Trump. That's at least their game plan for now.
An attack today outside the Israeli embassy in Belgrade ended with an officer injured and the assailant dead. Officials say a man with a crossbow wounded a Serbian officer guarding Israel's embassy in Belgrade. Serbia has maintained close ties with Israel since the start of the war against Hamas in Gaza. Veteran comedian and character actor Martin Mull has died. He was 80 years old. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Another Brewers Grand Slam. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2 here at American Family Field. Three Brewers have now hit Grand Slams this week. Rhys Hoskins, Jake Bauer, and this time it was rookie Jackson Churio. Bottom of the fourth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
The 1-2, Churio in the air. Left field.
It's Churio's first career Grand Slam. Pat Murphy on the 20-year-old's progress.
You've watched it. You know, the kid is learning, and he's made the most of his opportunities lately, and you can see why, you know, our people decided to sign him long term.
The Cubs fall to 38-45 on the season and remain in last place. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I think we got to plan on scoring more runs. You know, we've got to score more runs. No question about it. That's a part of this for sure.
Again, the Brewers with a 4-2 win from American Family Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny, highs near 81. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 51. Sunshine, 72 for Sunday. Mid-70s Monday with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and thunderstorms are possible Monday night with a low around 59.
Right now, it's 82.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider a return of premium life insurance policy from State Farm.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm calling it now before the opinion actually drops. On Monday, the Supreme Court is going to decide that in some situations, American presidents are kings. There's no better place to hear the breakdown.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge. Welcome back.
Waiting for a train.
I like this song. This song is an homage to the host that was here before. Her name is Chris Alfheim, and she's running for state senate, and she's wonderful, and her wife is wonderful. And John Becker's here. We're talking about, we're celebrating Pride Month here, and we're talking about, what life was like growing up and all of that. And I wanted to touch on, what you've done in the movement. And I think it was, I don't know if it was our Catholic upbringing that, we were taught evangelizing and activism and, random acts of, get your bleep together. I think looking at what you've done and from little on, I mean, you've always were someone that would try to be a leader in whatever you did. And I think, you experienced at a young age what it was like to be a gay man in a different country, and you saw how other places really respected and honored and affirmed same-sex couples, and then you came back to the United States and, found the exact opposite. And the things that you saw from, when you were coming into your own in terms of the activism side, you were part of the Act 10 protests, you saw that you moved to Vermont and you took down Michelle Bachmann's presidential campaign, and so just to let our listeners know, Michelle Bachmann was a presidential candidate, very fundamental, wacko, Christian conservative candidate. And her husband was a psychologist or psychiatrist or whatever. And he,
a Christian counselor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Right on. And he accepted federal dollars for like Medicare or whatever it was. And by doing that, you can't perform services like reparative therapy. That's horrifically dangerous to people. So like the pray away of the gay stuff. And there was the Michelle Bachmann, we don't do that. We don't, da, da, da. Well, you went into the old Bachmann center. And they did that therapy on you with a camera.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult was that to get into that mindset, to be like, to be put in that place?
It was very, like, you just sort of like a record scratch, fast forward. Yeah, it was a very, interesting. I actually sort of had to draw on. So your listeners may know this as well about our family, but we are a family of musicians and performers. So like we've been immersed in that kind of that culture.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.